What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Fit for Life with Julie and Ross podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Today, we are going to be covering 10 tips to eat healthy when busy, because let's be honest, this year is flying by and I feel like the year has been quite busy, and I know a lot of you listening to this do lead busy lives. So let's get started off with tip number one. Ross,
yeah, take it away. Tip number one is to plan your meals ahead of time. It sounds quite basic, but having a plan really does help. So whether you have like a whiteboard in your kitchen or whether you use MyFitnessPal or something like that, try and plan out what you're actually going to eat ahead of time. And if you can, it really does help you, I guess, start on the right track for the week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that that's also a good way to be budget friendly, because if you know exactly what you're eating for the week, it limits the amount of food that you're wasting. So it's a really good idea to have a shopping list and have a plan of what you're going to eat for the week ahead.
Yeah, it's such a time saver, right? If you know what you're going to eat, you don't waste time thinking about what you're going to eat. So
I feel like Ross is looking at me when he says that, because today, all day, I've just not known what to eat. And sometimes I can be really indecisive. So it does help to have a clear plan of what you're going to eat for the days ahead and to stick to it as well. Number two flows on nicely from that, and that's actually meal prepping. So it is really important if you have a busy lifestyle and you know that you tend to find that you fall off track, you know, after a long day at work, or maybe you struggle to stay on track when you're at work and you always want to go out for meals with your colleagues. It's far easier to stick to a nutrition when you already have a meal prepared for you, either in the fridge to take out and just heat up, or maybe even, you know, it's a meal that you've prepared for your family that you don't even need to heat up. You can eat it cold, such as a salad and some nice protein, depending on your nutritional goals. So when it comes to meal prep, Ross and I do things a little bit differently. We like to eat our food fresh, so we usually use an air fryer, but we still meal prep the ingredients for the week ahead. So we'll chop up our vegetables, we chop up our chicken, and we make sure that everything is good to go for the week ahead. So even when we're busy, we just need to put it in the air fryer and be done with it.
Totally. Tip number three is to try and keep healthy snacks on hand. That kind of goes hand in hand with your planning your meals ahead of time. So if you've gone to the supermarket, try and plan some healthy snacks that you can buy at the same time. And then what you can do is just keep them somewhere that's easily accessible. So if you're at work, for example, maybe you want to take a bag of nuts or a bunch of fruit for the week. That way, when you're getting hungry, you've got those healthy snacks there on hand. You can just grab them and you're good to go.
And when we speak about, quote mark, healthy snacks, we're talking about snacks that are in alignment to your goals. So for example, me being in a build muscle phase, it might mean that I've got some snacks that are higher calories to make sure I'm getting in enough food. For someone that struggles to hit their protein intake, it might mean that, you know, you keep some beef jerky in your desk at work. If you struggle to hit protein, might mean that you take protein powder to work and keep it in the kitchen. There's a lot of different snacks that we can easily fit into our calories that are going to align with our goals, far better than, you know, reaching for the vending machine in the middle of the day to grab whatever's there. If for whatever reason you feel like snacking, usually around that 3 p.m., you know, afternoon pick me up, it'd be great if you had some fresh fruit or something that you could grab instead of reaching for a higher calorie option that might not align to your goals if your goal is fat loss and you're in a calorie deficit. Number four, choosing quick and healthy recipes. So I think so often people envision this idea of healthy eating being super elaborate and needing to have these crazy recipes that you might have seen on Instagram or TikTok, but I am all for minimal ingredients and keeping it easy and simple. Some of the basic meals Ross and I go for are the air fried chicken breast with stir fried veggies, or rice and cheese, or maybe on some days I'll be more elaborate and in the weekends I'll make sushi or we'll make chili con carne. But in general, from a day-to-day basis, we eat really simple foods. And Ross, you like to eat the same things most days, don't you?
Yeah, similar things most days.
Yeah, so that just makes it really simple. So you want foods that if, you know, you, for example, don't meal prep for whatever reason it is, you want foods that are going to be there that are easy to prepare.
Number five is use convenience foods wisely. There are some convenience foods out there that are still considered quote unquote mark healthy, like things like canned beans, or perhaps you have pre-cut vegetables. You know, sometimes you can find them in the store, for example. Maybe there is some whole grain bread or some other sort of convenience foods that you guys have out there. you can still use those, you can still be healthy with those, and they're quite easy and quick to prepare. For example, if you're real short on time, an easy lunch might be that you have, let's say, a can of flavored tuna, for example, with some pre-cut vegetables. Super easy, still really convenient, but it's going to fit most people's health-related goals.
Yeah, definitely. It's a high-protein option. And other things I like to do, honestly, if I'm traveling and I don't have a lot of time to prepare food, maybe I don't have a kitchen where I am, I'll just head to the supermarket and I'll get some shredded roast chicken and I'll buy a bag of salad. It's already chopped up. I'll just throw it all together in the salad bag and eat it as it is. You really don't need to overcomplicate it. And there are so many ways that you can stay on track these days using the convenience foods. I also like to make sure that if I am traveling or maybe I've got a busy day ahead, I make sure to pack in like a macro mic protein cookie or some protein oats. So usually nowadays you can even buy protein oats in the supermarket, which is pretty cool. Moving on from that, speaking of being busy throughout the day, you don't want to know me if I am hungry. So number six is to not skip meals. It can be really easy if you're super busy to just think, okay, you know what, I'll just skip lunch. I'm going to keep working through and then I'll eat later. But there's a few reasons why we don't want to do this. One of it being that if you are really hungry, it's going to be hard for you to focus when you're at work. But number two is what happens after work. When you finish work, you're driving home, you're lacking in energy because you haven't eaten enough throughout the day, you haven't fueled yourself, and you get home, you've got no meals prepared. I know what you're gonna do. You're either not gonna make it home because you're gonna stop in the drive-thru on the way home, or you're gonna get home, be ravishingly hungry, go to the pantry and eat everything in sight, and not end up cooking dinner because you're full from all the snacks that you ate, which probably didn't align to your goals. So not skipping meals is a really important thing in terms of just spacing out our meals, making sure we're spacing out our protein across the day, keeping us, you know, feeling satiated, focused, and on track with our nutritional goals.
Absolutely. Number seven is drink plenty of water. Staying hydrated is really important for our energy in the day. You think about if you're someone who suffers from that mid-afternoon slump with energy, then sometimes it's because we are not hydrated enough. So just make sure you carry a big, large water bottle with you whenever you go, or fill up your water cup as much as you can.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big one for drinking water, as everyone knows. I pretty much talk about it all the time. I love staying hydrated. Number eight. So with this one here, I think it's really important that you avoid the foods that you struggle to control when busy. I know what it's like when you're feeling stressed and when you're busy and you go into the, you know, freezer. We like to keep our chocolate in the freezer. That's probably controversial. But when you reach out for the chocolate bar or chippies, whatever it is that you find hard to control when you're stressed out, it's really going to be a good idea to avoid those certain kind of trigger foods. So if you know that you struggle to have a big block of chocolate in the fridge, the freezer, or the pantry after a long day at work, it might be a good idea that you just don't keep chocolate in the house or you keep individual servings, just because when you are busy, you're more inclined to just grab that easy kind of quick fix type thing that's going to satisfy you in the moment, but that satisfaction doesn't last very long. So foods that fit into this category are commonly processed foods. This might be your chips, it might be chocolate. For some of you, it might be, you know, some cheese and crackers, depending on whether you're a savory or a sweet person. Number nine.
Yeah, we're into choosing healthy options at restaurants. So it's still totally fine to, you know, still have meals out and, you know, sometimes eat lunch out and things like that if you're really busy. And sometimes we do it just to catch up with friends and things like that. But a really good tip around this is to try and plan what you're going to have ahead of time, just like we plan our meals for the week. Sometimes planning ahead for what you're going to eat can also be really helpful. Sometimes checking out the menu before you go, or just generally when you go out, asking for certain options that align with your goals. For example, perhaps the sauce on the side if you're having, you know, breakfast, you know, like a eggs benedict or a pancakes or something like that, that normally comes with a lot of sauce on it. Ask for it on the side, and that way you can control how much goes on it.
Yeah, I usually, if I'm getting a salad, I always ask for the dressing on the side, because for some reason I feel like restaurants use so much dressing and it's often a high fat one, so the calories can really add up quickly. Choosing options like a grilled instead of a fried option is good. Choosing, you know, meals that have some steamed vegetables with it instead of fries could be an easy way to cut back your calories for the meal as well. Sometimes, you know what, you're not going to be able to look at the menu in advance. I mean, in the weekend, Ross and I went away for a wedding. We went to a restaurant. It was with family. I didn't know what restaurant we were going to. And when we did get there, even if I had looked at the menu, it wouldn't have mattered because when we got there, they said the only option was pizza. So Ross and I shared a pizza together. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't even as good as the pizzas that I make at home. But, you know, we had the pizza, it was all we had for lunch, and then we moved on with our day. And that leads on really nicely to number 10. Don't be too hard on yourself. It is A-okay to feel like, you know, sometimes life is a little bit busy, but it's about not quitting on yourself when time gets a little bit hard, you know, a little bit busy and life gets a little bit hard. What matters most is what we do consistently long term, not what we do every once in a while. So if for whatever reason, you know, last week was really busy, maybe you only went to the gym a couple of times, maybe you had takeaways a couple of nights as well when you don't usually, don't stress over it. Just focus on reflecting on what happened and how you can learn from that in order to set yourself up for success moving forward. Do you have anything to add on that, Ross?
No, that was all great.
Thanks. Okay, awesome. So that was a really short episode from us, but it is just, you know, we understand that you guys are busy. And so this was a quick 10 tips to eat healthy when busy. I hope that this helps you. If you have any tips at all that you'd like to add to this, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you have any podcast suggestions, topics, or guests you want me to get on, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you on the next podcast.
See you in the next one.